You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome, everyone, to the Instant Reaction Junkyard Golcast. Game just ended up. Georgia beats Florida 42-20. Let you guys jump in here in just a second. We're going to talk about a few things. Georgia comes in, jumps on Florida 28-3 at half, kind of cruise control, and all of a sudden the third quarter erupts, and it's a football game. Gets to 28-20 at one point. And you start, you got tight for things, and Georgia answers. But there's going to be a lot of questions going into this, a lot of positives, a lot of, you know, plays, these kind of head scratchers, some turnovers. Stetson Bennett was kind of hot and cold at times, but truthfully, it's going to be the story of injuries. You look at Nolan Smith, who is invaluable for Georgia. Then you look at Amarius Mims, who they're rotating in, one of the top elite, in my opinion, offensive tackle prospects in the country. As he, you know, starts to get on the field a little more for Georgia, he got hurt. Darius Smith, a freshman, you know, that is really kind of creating a little bit of buzz in practice. 6'5" pass rusher out of Appling County, true freshman, gets hurt on a kickoff. So you look at those things, but obviously, you know, you start talking about what Georgia's facing next week with Tennessee, you're going to see a lot of questions with Nolan Smith, because not only does Nolan Smith rush the passer, he can set the edge as good as anybody Georgia has. If you remember early in the game, Florida runs kind of an inside zone away from him, and he's fast enough to chase it down from the backside. But let's talk a little bit about this game. Georgia goes down to Florida, goes down to Jacksonville, Florida, wins 42-20, up 1 point at 28-3. Got very tight there, 28-20. But I think what you take from this is a running game. You know, you take what Dejon Edwards did. You take what McIntosh, even with a turnover, the ability to run. Then I start getting these texts from people on Branson Robinson. How much more can he play? Because he looked fresh at the end of the game. So there's a lot to kind of build off of. Brock Bowers, incredible game. Darnell Washington blocking. I think kind of the hidden message this week for me was Tate Ratledge, Cedric Van Pram, and Devin Willick. I know Gary Danielson was driving people crazy calling 77 Xavier Truss. And look, I do this on Friday nights. I do the color analysis on TV, so it's not an easy thing to do, but you got a roster in front of you. Somebody's got to tell you that 77 has been playing for Xavier Truss for three quarters of the game. So Devin Willick, a 6'7", another mauling interior guy, and I think he had a really good game. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from that with him, how Georgia goes into this Tennessee game next week. You know, I think you see Kirby Smart, the emotion at the end. Look, he and Billy Napier are friends. It's a little different message here than what it's been. I used to say this was the shortest handshake in the history of football when it was Dan Mullen and Kirby Smart, but a little different reaction out of those two. But you saw the emotion from Kirby Smart, knowing it's never an easy win in Jacksonville. He's been on the end of a lot of losses there as a player, and understands the you do not want to go on a plane from Jacksonville with a loss. But I think for me, the positive is a running game. Getting Brock Bowers involved, you know, some of those things. Dylan Bell, another, you know, wide receiver that kind of stepped up and tackling. I thought Georgia did well tackling until that third quarter with Anthony Richardson. But look, he's a big dude, man. It's going to happen sometime. So with that, I think we kind of turn our focus toward Tennessee. Obviously, this was a huge win for Georgia. But, you know, even as a fan base working for 24/7 Sports on the Junkyard message board all week long, we've been having to temper the Tennessee conversation. Well, it's full go now, because Tennessee, the ball's in their court. They're playing right now Kentucky on ESPN. Huge game for the Vols. I expect them to beat Kentucky. I expect Georgia and Tennessee to be in Sanford Stadium next Saturday afternoon at 3:30, and it will be the highest ranked game, ever between two opponents in the history of Sanford Stadium. And I would not be doing this justice without speaking on Vince Dooley, passing of the great Georgia football coach Vince Dooley. And I think that there was so many good things said about him today, and you know, everybody's got a Vince Dooley story. And I'll tell you this, that how humble he is, how he was. I talked to some people that are very close to Vince Dooley, and I think everybody should take some peace knowing that, he got kind of sick recently, and he took a turn really quick, but that he was so sharp, his brain was still really, really sharp, and he knew everything that was going on all the way to the end. He passed away with his family. So 90 years, Vince Dooley, there'll be all kind of tributes there this year, this week for him, and rightfully so. But our thoughts and prayers with Barbara, Derek Dooley, that entire family, for them this week as they go through this. But we're going to move forward to Georgia and Tennessee. It's going to be, in my opinion, the biggest home game. And I can't imagine when, maybe one of those Clemson games in the early 80s, but everything is going to be on the line this week. The entire country will be talking about Georgia and Tennessee. Just got a message from producer Jordan here. Tennessee's up 7-0 already on Kentucky. So let's sit back, enjoy tonight. Listen, stay with us all week. Jordan Hill right now is working down in Jacksonville. Kip's taking care of some things tonight. Kip Adams for us. Priority will be reports on Nolan Smith and Amarius Mims. But Nolan Smith, to me, is a very, very key figure going into this game, because you know what Tennessee does, and you've got to rush the passer. If you go back and watch, I went back and watched the Georgia-Tennessee game last year. They gave them some problems early on. Then they started getting to Hendon Hooker a little bit, and the game kind of changed. So I know Georgia's going to look at that footprint and say, we got to get to them. This time, the biggest difference is Sanford Stadium. I bet you $100 right now that Kirby Smart is going to challenge the fans this week, at least a press conference or some form of message, because it can be a big, big deal with how fast Tennessee likes to go, and they have to communicate each play. So he's going to challenge the fan base to show up and be loud and be a part, just like they were in the Arkansas game last year. So listen, we're going to sign off here. We want to kind of touch on the 42-20 win for the Georgia Bulldogs in Jacksonville tonight. And we're going to be back this week. I believe we have 3 podcasts, maybe 4. We understand the scope of this week on the Dogs 247. We'll be back Monday, Tuesday for sure, and Thursday, maybe 4 podcasts. So be sure you hit like on that, subscribe. You'll get those. We're going to wrap this up. Everybody have a good night, safe weekend. Get ready. Georgia and Tennessee is coming, and it's coming fast. So we'll wrap it up tonight here from the Junkyard Dogcast. I'm Rusty Mansell. See you guys this week. Have a fun, safe weekend.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2. Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.